Welcome 2021, your year of supernatural turnarounds. Let's be on our feet this morning, giving thanks to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Glorify Him and appreciate Him. Give Him praise, for He alone is worthy of our praise. Glorify Him and give Him praise. Raise your voice of thanksgiving and praise. Give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. Appreciate Him and thank Him. Give Him the praise. Father, we glorify You. Father, we give You praise. To You be all the glory. Give Him thanks. Bless His holy name, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Thank Him and give Him glory. We glorify You, Father. We give You praise. We thank You. We appreciate You. We glorify You in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank Him and give Him praise. Let Him hear Your voice of thanksgiving. We are grateful to You, Father, this morning for the gift of life. Give Him praise. Appreciate Him. Give Him the glory. To You be the glory. Blessed be Your name, Father. We appreciate You. We glorify You in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord, this morning for the gift of life. Thank You, Lord, this morning for Your grace. Thank You, Lord, this morning for Your mercies. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be Your name, Father. We give You praise. Thank Him for the privilege we have again this morning to appear before Him. Glorify Him and give Him thanks. Thank Him and give Him glory. Father, we are grateful to You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus for the privilege we have to appear before You again this morning. We are grateful to You. We thank You for Your presence mighty in our midst. We glorify You. We give You praise. To You be the glory. Blessed be Your name, Father. We are grateful to You. Give Him thanks and appreciate Him. Glorify Him and give Him praise. Father, we give You glory. Father, we appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You for the release of grace again this morning. Thank You for Your enablement again this morning. Thank You for Your ability again this morning. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. We glorify You. We thank You, mighty God, for the encounters again this morning. In Your presence, we glorify You. Give Him thanks and appreciate Him. Glorify Him and give Him praise for the change of levels this morning as we pray. Thank Him and give Him praise. Glorify Him and give Him praise. Thank Him for His word. Thank Him for encounters with His word again this morning. We glorify You. We give You praise. Blessed be Your name, Father. We are grateful to You. To You be the glory. Blessed be Your name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we receive the praise.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy and Your right for Jesus, Jesus, it is with much pleasure that I praise your name.
Let's be seated. Hallelujah. This morning we'll be beginning our intercession as we offer to the Lord quality thanksgiving. We'll be thanking him in this manner. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. A hunk of scripture is Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Please, let's rise and let's give him thanks together. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Jesus, thank you for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lord, we return with thanksgiving this morning. Thank you, Almighty God, for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Let your voice of thanksgiving be registered in heaven this morning. Give him thanks, give him praise, magnify him, glorify his holy name. Jesus, we thank you for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. To you alone, O Lord, be all the glory. To you alone, O Lord, be all the glory. We give you thanks, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We have come to register our gratitude before you this morning, Lord, as a church and as individuals, thanking you for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast here in Canaan land and in all the centers across the globe. Jesus, to you alone be all the glory. Jesus, to you alone be all the glory. Are you thanking him? Is the Lord hearing your voice of thanksgiving this morning? Are you thanking him intentionally? Are you thanking with all of your heart? Almighty God, we thank you for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. To you, O Lord, be all the glory. To you alone, Lord Jesus, we give thanks. To you alone, Lord Jesus, we offer our gratitude this morning for backing up your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the testimonies. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the mighty works. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the strange acts. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. To you, O Lord, be all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for confirming your word with signs and wonders and diverse miracles all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We glorify you, Lord. You can thank him in your understanding. You can thank him in the language of the Spirit. But let your heart be connected to it. Let it be a heart connected thanksgiving this morning. It deserves our thanksgiving. It deserves our gratitude. Lord, we give you praise. Father, we glorify your name. Almighty God, there is none like unto you. We worship you, Jesus. We have returned like that one leper with thanksgiving in our heart. With thanksgiving in our heart. With gratitude in our heart. For your mighty works and mighty acts in the midst of your people, all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lord, we glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, our God and our King. Glory and honor to your holy name. In Jesus' great name, we have given thanks. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Next, this morning, we shall be rising with this thanksgiving line. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. Your amen can turn things around. Romans 1 verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Rise with me and return all the glory to God. As we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. This can only be God. Lift up your voice and return the glory to him for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. The impact has been from glory to glory. The impact has spread from the rural areas to the centers of civilization. Our God deserves all the glory. Lift your voice right now. Speak words of understanding. Thank him in the spirit. Bless his name and glorify him. Let's acknowledge the doer. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the praise. Wherever you are across the nations of the earth, lift up your voice and bless the name of the God of liberation for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate the past 40 years. Indeed, our God has sent a word to Jacob. Now it is lighting upon the entire globe on increasing dimensions. The effects are vivid upon men and women across nations and continents. Sense of God, our God deserves all the glory. Lift up your voice and lift up your hand for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate through the books, through the tapes, through the contacts that God has privileged this commission to make across the nations of the earth, changing lives, transforming destinies, raising giants all over the world, including you and I. Now, lift up your voice, lift up your hand, give glory to God for the ever-increasing global impact of this liberation mandate over the past 40 years. It has been from glory to glory. Faith talked about all over the world. Impact recognized across the nations of the earth by the hand of God. Remember, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Now lift up your voice as we give glory to God, as we return thanks to him, as we return honor to him for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate. It has been an increasing dimension. The impact has remained undeniable everywhere, in all languages, all tribes, every continent of this world. We have seen the impact of this liberation mandate, vivid, visible, tangible, undeniable, and increasingly so across the nations of the earth. For this, our God is thankworthy. Lift up your voice. Give him glory. Let it stem from a heart of gratitude. Let's magnify him. Not unto us, O God, but unto you we return glory for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate across the nations of the earth. To you be the glory. To you be the honor. To you be the praise. Now thank him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. Be fervent in the place of thanksgiving. Give glory to God. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the spirit. Bless his holy name. He has done marvelous things for the ever-increasing global impact of the liberation mandate. Let's give glory to our God. Let's give praise to our King. Bless his holy name. Now wave your hands everywhere across the nations of the earth. Give glory to God. Our thanksgiving is accepted this morning. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
In a moment again, we shall rise to yet pray. In this segment, we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous supernatural growth experienced by our churches around the world over the past 40 years. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's rise together this morning, lift up our voices of gratitude, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous supernatural growth experienced by our churches around the world the past 40 years. Lift up your voice. Let's give God thanks this morning. Our Father deserves all our gratitude. He's the one behind the continuous church growth. Therefore, let's give him thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous supernatural order of growth experienced all across our church network worldwide the past 40 years. We give you thanks for building your church. We give you thanks for advancing your cause. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning. Whether on Grand Canaan land, across the globe, connected, ensure your thanksgiving is ascending to God this morning. Our Father and our God, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the continuous supernatural order of growth experienced by all our churches across the globe the past 40 years. Supernatural order of expansion, enlargement, all by your mighty hand. And for that we say thank you. Lift up your voice. It is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, let's give God all the thanks from the depth of our hearts this morning. Mighty God, builder of your church, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise for the supernatural order of growth enjoyed by all our churches worldwide. The past 40 years, we acknowledge your faithfulness and we give you all of the glory this morning. Someone lift up your voice and show your thanksgiving. It's registered this morning. Lifting up your voice, engaging your heart, giving God thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you again and again and again for the continuous, unending, supernatural growth enjoyed by all our churches the past 40 years. All across the world, we magnify your name. Lift up your voice. Thank God from the depth of your heart this morning. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Our Father, we thank you. As a church this morning, we are gathered with hearts of gratitude, thanking you for this continuous supernatural order of growth enjoyed by all our churches around the world the past 40 years, record-breaking dimensions across the nations of the earth. Ear-tingling order of church expansion has been our experience, and for that we say thank you. We give you all the glory. Someone grateful this morning, lift up your voice. He has vowed to build his church, and the gates of hell will not stand against it. That has been our experience. Our Father, we thank you. Across the nations of the earth, the same effect of church growth and expansion, the same effect of church enlargement on every side. And for that, we are grateful. We acknowledge your faithfulness. It is your doing. It remains marvelous in our eyes. Lift up your voice. Thank God profusely this morning. You can thank him in the spirit, engaging your heart, giving him quality thanks, returning all the glory to God, magnifying his name for the supernatural order of growth we have enjoyed across the nations of the earth. All our churches, the same effect. Our Father, we thank you. We give you all the thanks and we give you all the glory for the supernatural order of growth experienced in all our churches across the globe. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please give Jesus a big hand and you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall rise again to give thanks to God. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Shall we be on our feet as we give thanks to God from the depth of our heart this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Let your voice of thanksgiving reach out to God, our Father and our God. We thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We return to say thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Let's give him thanks. Let's bless him. Let's magnify him. Let's return the glory to him. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you, mighty God, for continuous supernatural supplies that have never stopped flowing in this commission over the past 40 years. We return to give you thanks. We return to appreciate you. We return to give you the glory. The silver is yours and the gold is yours. Father, we have come this morning to say thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Giving thanks, let it come from the depth of your heart. Our God deserves all the glory for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Give him praise, bless his name, magnify him, give him all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Father, we have come to give you all the glory. 40 years of no borrowing, 40 years of no begging. It is only you and you alone. And that is why we have come to say thank you. We have come to appreciate you. We have come to celebrate you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. It is the Lord's doing. It's been marvelous in our eyes. Let's give him all the glory this morning. Let's appreciate him and give him the praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supply that have never stopped flowing since inception. We give you all the praise. We bless your name. We magnify you, Jesus. We celebrate your name. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies over the past 40 years, even in this commission. Lift up your voice. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. By all means, keep engaging your heart. Let your voice of thanksgiving reach out to God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Our Father, we thank you. You have proved to us that the silver is yours and the gold is yours also. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we adore your name. Thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. This is the hand of God and not man at all. Let's lift up our voices before the Lord and appreciate him from the depth of our heart. Our Father, we thank you for continuous supernatural supplies in this commission over the past 40 years. Giving thanks, bless his name, magnify him, wave those hands to the Lord and give him glory. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise for continuous supernatural supplies over the past 40 years in this commission. We have returned to give you all the praise. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again still to give God thanks, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rewarding all faithful stewards in this church over and again for the past 40 years. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 8 says, now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we give God thanks for his rewards. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rewarding all faithful stewards in this church. Thank you for constantly rewarding all faithful stewards in this church over and again for the past 40 years. Over and again, you have kept rewarding all faithful stewards in this church for the past 40 years. And we have returned to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rewarding all faithful stewards in this church over and again for the past 40 years. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, O Lord, for your rewards. Thank you, O Lord, for blessing each and every one faithful steward. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords for his rewards, his abundant rewards to each and every one faithful steward in this house over the past 40 years. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Father, Lord, we give you thanks. Father, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for rewarding all faithful stewards in this church over and again for the past 40 years. Father, for the past 40 years, you have not ceased to reward all faithful stewards, and we have returned to say thank you. Father, we bless your name for as many that have served faithfully in this house. You have kept rewarding them again and again. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your hands in appreciation to the King of Kings for his rewards that have been constant. Father, we thank you for rewarding all faithful stewards over and again for the past 40 years. Over and again, Father, as many that have sown their lives as a seed, you have rewarded them on this mountain again and again and again and again. And we have returned to say thank you, mighty God. Father, thank you, O Lord, for rewards. Father, Lord, thank you for your blessings upon everyone steward in the house, O Lord, serving faithfully in this church. Father, thank you, O Lord, all through the game. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Appreciation is application for more rewards. Lift up your voice as you give God thanks for his rewards to all faithful stewards over the past 40 years, even in this church. Lift up your voice, my Father and my God. We have returned to give you thanks. We have returned to appreciate you. We have returned to bless your name for rewarding all faithful stewards in this church over and again for the past 40 years. Father, for the past 40 years, you have constantly rewarded each and every one faithful steward. And Father, we have returned to say thank you. We have returned to appreciate you. We have returned to bless your name. We have returned to say you alone are worthy of the praise. Lift up those hands in appreciation to the King of Kings. Wave them before him. Thank him for all that he has done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
In a moment, we're going to be rising to pray, and this time, we're presenting our personal supplications unto the Lord. As we do so, I want us to be reminded of God's word in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. God's word declares, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, we are told that after you have done the will of God, you will inherit the promise. Therefore, we are going to go before the Lord, this time in thanksgiving, giving thanks for that which you are anticipating. And as you are doing so, the promise shall be released. Will you rise on your feet or take any position that will help your focus and begin to offer qualitative, specific thanksgiving unto God? Begin to offer qualitative and specific thanksgiving unto God. You are offering it from the depth of your heart, and you are doing so with faith in your heart. Whatever you are thanking him for, is delivering into your life. Whatever you are thanking him for, is perfecting in your life, is multiplying in your life. Begin to give thanks. You can give thanks in the spirit. You can give thanks in the spirit. He that does it in an unknown tongue, he gives thanks well. Will you give him thanks expressly in the spirit this morning? Engaging your spirit and the Holy Ghost as you are giving glory unto him. Appreciating him comprehensively. Appreciating him comprehensively. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give him thanks right now in clear words. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and be seated.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Put your wonderful hands together for Jesus. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed by them in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, liberated from generational marital curse. I want to appreciate the God of this commission for liberating my family and breaking the curse of female children not getting married in my family. My father had 9 siblings. None of his four sisters were married, and none of my over 10 female cousins got married. I came to Shiloh with my fiance in 2012. That was the third time I will be engaged. On the first day of the specialized classes, I attended Breaking the Generational Curse class. I decided to split the classes and attended all that was pertaining to my situation and what I was believing God for without repeating any of the classes, because I believed God would hear me for the first time when I went there. Hence, I went to the marital class and the second day, believing that the generational curse had been broken, and capped it at the Mothers and Fathers of Nation class the third day. At the encounter night on Friday, December 7, 2012, I knew God had answered me. Bishop Wedekwo asked us to write down the date we wanted to get married for those of us believing God for a marital breakthrough. I wrote down in my Bible that night, May 4, 2013, and to the glory of God, that yoke was broken as I was gloriously married. The exact date I wrote down in Shiloh. Are you clapping some more for Jesus? And my two sisters beautifully got married afterwards, surprisingly, to men also in this commission. I have come to return all the glory to God, and the testifier is Oluwa Feromi Toduwa Lope. Give Jesus a big hand. Number two. Supernatural breakthrough and healing via kingdom engagement. I joined this commission in 2003. I had nothing when I joined this ministry, but now I am a landlord. My children are doing great and flourishing in businesses. They are even car owners. At a point, I stopped coming to church, but then I returned. During a service, Papa said that the Holy Spirit wanted to receive those who have long stopped coming to church. Since then, God has restored all I lost. I joined the Sanctuary Keepers Unit, and I was among the people who planted a winner's church in my village at Okosiu, Uhazara, to the glory of God. Are you giving Jesus a big hand? God has ministered to me severally and empowered me to preach the word of God. I can preach anywhere and everywhere I find myself. God of winners is now in my village. I'm a winner and I'll always be a winner for life. Praise the Lord. And the testifier is Agnes Moses. Lift up your voice and rise upon your feet as you begin to magnify him, giving him glory, giving him honor for these testimonies.
Let's give him praise and glory. Let's magnify the name of Jehovah God. Let's magnify him. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised for those testimonies. We are all partakers of this grace and his favor. Let's thank him for his word that will be coming to us this morning. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Heavenly Father, we magnify you. Thank you for your refreshing yet again this morning. To you be the glory, honor, and adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Heavenly Father, we have gathered here this morning at your feet. Lord, decorate us with your word. Let your word find entrance into our soul and spirit. And Lord, let every concern, Lord, turn into testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put those wonderful hands together for Jesus. And please, you may take your seat. You're welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Can you make that louder? Hallelujah. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I count it a great privilege of God to share briefly in this short exhortation this morning. No prophetic word can be fulfilled in the energy of the flesh. And that is very, very vivid. He said in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 9, he said, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. He said, for by strength shall no man prevail. What we have seen by the good hand of the Lord all through this commission from inception till now for 40 years has been vividly the help of God. Only the hand of God can fulfill his plan. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and in verse 15, and he said, bless the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto my father David, and has with his hand fulfill it. We have seen again and again fulfillment of prophecy, fulfillment of God's word answering in our lives. And every one of us here seated and all across the globe, we are testimonies of the mandate. And that's why I know that yet again, God will be proving himself strong again and again in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, fulfillment of every prophecy is at the mercy of thanksgiving and praise as a lifestyle. Thanksgiving and praise as a lifestyle. This must become our lifestyle because God wants to yet do greater things in our lives. Remember, he said in everything, he said, for we should give thanks. He said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. And he said in Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And every one of us remember that we have entered into our promised land. If that is you, can you give a believing amen? Amen. And I tell you, great things God has put in store for us in this promised land. It's a good land, flowing with milk, flowing with honey, flowing with plenty of things that God has for us. We are looking here today at the example of Jehoshaphat. Remember, yesterday we commenced and the topic of this exaltation, engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. Jehoshaphat is a vivid example of seeing God doing his work greatly in Israel. The prophetic word went forth that they need not fight in that battle. I don't know what battle anyone may be going through at this time, but I made bold to declare by the grace and the hand of God that God has taken over already. Please, it's important also not to forget the various instructions
Remember, it's a season of thanksgiving, praise, and appreciation to God. He said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. So God desires that thanksgiving over and again keep proceeding out of our lips. Look at it in 2 Chronicles and chapter 20 and in verse 17. He said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Set yourself, stand ye still. So I believe that today God is giving someone instructions to set himself and stand he still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Come on, say, the Lord will be with me. And look at verse 18. We can continue in that scripture. Verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Continue, verse 19. And the Levites and the children of Kohathite, he said, stood up to praise the God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And what happened? And they rose up early in the morning. They went to the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. And Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. You shall be established, and believe this prophet, and you shall prosper. And what happened out there? And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Come on, say, appointed singers. He said unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endured forever. And what happened next? And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. That shall be somebody's testimony this morning. That shall be someone's testimony all through this season. Now he said, and they began to sing, and they took God, took over the battle for them, and victory became theirs. That's why I know that for every one individual here, our victory in this promised land will be consistent and continuous. Oh, I said our victory in this promised land will be consistent and continuous. This at this time, this battle was imminent for the children of Israel. But yet, they committed it to the hands of God via what? Bringing God in their praise, in their thanksgiving. It was too much for them, but not too much for their God. I don't know what may be too much for someone right now, today, or even as we have crossed into our promised land. Oh, the God of heaven will overrun every of those things in Jesus' name. So this is important. As long as we retain joy of harvest, the church will continue to grow. The church of Christ, this commission has continued to break forth on every side, in every way. And that's why I know that yet again, all through this year and continuing till Jesus come, this church shall be advancing on every side. He said in Joel chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12, he said, be ye not ashamed, O ye husbandmen. How? He said, O ye vineyard, for the wheat and the belly, because the harvest of the field is perished. He said, the vine is dried up, and the fig tree languished, and the pomegranate tree. He said, the palm tree, and also, what was the reason? He said, because joy withered away from the sons of men. Your joy will not wither. And that is why that your growth will not stop. Your joy will not wither. Your growth will not stop. This church will not stop advancing on every side. So it's important that today, let it be that our take home is that joy, rejoicing, and thanksgiving must be registered as our lifestyle because this is one mystery and one weapon that has consistently, continually won the battle, both for us as individual and also as a commission. And we have something to learn, something to watch, something to take a lead from. Now, God's servant has said over and again, he said, listen, if even we don't believe their own testimony, the testimony of this commission and this church is vivid to believe. Seeing the visible hand of God on every side, and because we are testimonies of this great mandate, the Lord will keep fulfilling it in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanksgiving is the cheapest way to live, and it makes the devil crazy. The devil will be mad over your life in the mighty name of Jesus because of the great things God will be accomplishing in your life. Can I hear a believing amen? Every complaint will complicate matters. No one will have any complicated matter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If there is a thanksgiver in the house, a praiseful person in the house, please, will you rise up on your feet and magnify the name of the Lord, because his good hand, his good word shall not fall to the ground. It shall continually be accomplished. Remember, this is our year of supernatural turnaround, and those turnarounds will be breaking forth by reason of our appreciation. The promised land in which he has brought us, it shall be fulfilled. Father, we bless your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A songwriter said, you are too faithful to fail me. He said, you are who you are yesterday, today, and forever. What you say is what you do. You never change, you never fail. You are faithful till the end. I pray that every one of us will keep seeing the faithfulness of Jehovah God. Come on, celebrate him this morning. He's worthy to be praised. Let's receive the resident pastor as he blesses us right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For that word that we have received from God this morning, lift your hand to heaven and give glory to God. 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 Appreciate him. Celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor and of all the adoration. Bless the name of the Most High God and celebrate him for his faithfulness. Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, of all glory, of all honor, of all adoration. Blessed be your holy name, and blessed be your holy name, and blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It's very important and vital for us to be thoughtful in order to be effectively thankful. Giving details in our thinking will always give fervency in our thinking. Always being detailed, looking at what God has done and what God has said. We don't only give thanks for what has been done, but also for what has been said. He said, in God I will praise his word. If nothing else, you have taken words from the prophetic feast. And the words are the instrument with which our world is framed. So whatever will happen in our lives is determined by his word. The moment you have a word from God, you have an instrument or an opportunity for thanksgiving. Therefore, I want to charge each one of us, take time for detailed gratitude. Take time. People don't struggle to take time to detail their expectation, but many times they struggle to take time to detail their appreciation. And until you give God appreciation, you are not entitled to your expectations. So
So take time. Don't let this day just come and go without detailed gratitude being given to God. As you are giving him thanks, he continues to decorate you. As you are giving him thanks, he continues to elevate you. As you are giving him thanks, he continues to promote you. Thanksgivers never lack for testimonies to share, because the goodness of God keeps multiplying in their lives. Therefore, make sure that you take advantage of the day. No complaining, no murmuring, but simply gratitude. At every point in time, gratitude. Everything that looks like a point for complaining, gratitude. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 verse 20, giving thanks always for all things. So always, God expects thanksgiving. And for all things, God expects thanksgiving. The moment you are giving thanks always, and you are doing it for all things, God remains with you always and begins to perfect all things. For somebody, that shall become your experience. Lift your right hand to heaven right now. Lord, I give thanks unto you. Take one subject or the other and just give him thanks. Just one subject. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. For your word that has never departed, I give you thanks. For your faithfulness that I've continued to experience, I give you thanks. For your presence that has remained with us, I give you thanks. For your wonders that have been on the increase, I have come with the voice of gratitude. Accept my thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Speak to your day right now and make your declaration concerning the day. Speak to your day. You have offered appreciation. Now make declaration. Speak to the day. This day is blessed, loaded, a day of testimonies, open doors, advancement, elevation, a day of turnaround, positive turnaround, a day of revelation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, as you go, be blessed. This day for you is a day of testimonies. Doors open on your behalf today. Experience divine speed today. Enjoy heavenly favor today. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.